serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Those of us here at Island greet you warmly in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining us here today on this Wednesday. Hey, it's hump day already. That means we have church tonight and you are invited. We'd love to see you. Now, Pastor Darren Solana, my associate pastor, is going to be heading up now a verse-by-verse study in the book of Romans. So it's just starting tonight. If it's the 5:30 rebroadcast, hey, you guys still got 30 minutes, 28 minutes to make it to Island Community Church. Sit in on our Bible study. I know you'll be blessed. We roll out the dry erase board. Pastor Darren and myself, we both go slow, verse by verse, through the Word. It's open for your questions, for comments, and it's an excellent time, as it always is, when you let the Word of God speak. Sit under submission to the Word of God. And speaking of sitting under submission, that's going to be the problem that we encounter here in today's sermon. That is, those who won't receive the truth, as is declared in the Bible. Now, my sermon's coming out of Hebrews chapter 5, and it's entitled, How's Your Diet? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, it says, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. I like to call this the peewee Christian. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are full age, or those who are mature, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, if you are new to the faith, I'm not picking on you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that have been Christians for 20 years that don't know where the book of John is, that when they hear a lie, don't even know it's a lie or don't know where to go in the Bible to refute that lie. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at five of Satan's common objections because they come from him. That you will hear in your life. For instance, there is no hell. That's what the Pope says. There's no such place as hell. Or else, Jesus never said he was God. Or homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle. Do you know where to go in the Word of God to defend the truth against those satanic lies? Because that's where they come from. God is not the God of confusion. So, okay, that's where we're at. That's going to play today and tomorrow. We'd love to see you at church here tonight on Wednesday. This will wrap up Thursday. Friday, we'll be back in the book of Revelation. We'll be in chapter 12. We're going to catch a glimpse of a war up in heaven and Satan being thrown out of heaven. So that's where we'll be at on Sunday. We'd love to see you tonight, 6 o'clock. Here's part one now of this message. How's your diet?
We're in Hebrews chapter 5 for those going to be following along here online, or if you're watching on YouTube and you can't see the verses, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 through 14. So you guys can follow along on the handout if you don't have a Bible. Whoever wrote the book of Hebrews says, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Our diet consists in the spiritual realm to one of these. Let's pray before we get started any further. Lord God Almighty, let God be true and every man a liar. Have your way with us here now, Lord. May your spirit just rule and reign here today over any technical issues. May the word of God be blessed as we know that it is. Bless my church family here and those watching on Facebook, those that are going to watch on YouTube, those that are going to hear later this week on the radio, Lord. Bless everyone. Fellowship and dwell with us. Teach us your word here now, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Okay, now we're ready. Again, back from the top. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again what is the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food, now I love that the King James uses the word strong meat. Reminds me of you, Rick, out there hunting. Strong meat would be venison. Rick's a hunter. Elk, venison, strong meat. Strong meat belongs to those who are full age. Some translations say those who are mature. That is, those who by reasons of use have their senses exercised. Greek word gymnos. Where our obvious word, gymnasium, comes from. This is in the spiritual. Those who partake only of milk, they're unskilled. You're an unskilled workman and laborer if you partake of only of milk, is what he's saying here. Solid food, strong meat belongs to those who are full age. That is, who by reason of use have their senses exercise to discern good and evil. Again, so catch this. This is spiritually speaking. Let me read this quote that I ran into and read from Chuck Swindoll. A letter that he wrote to pastors. He says, "Dear pastors, in an alarming number of churches today, God's people are being told what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. They are being spoon-fed warm milk, not challenged to digest solid meat. Does that describe your church?" All right, this is where all of you say, no. Not! "A watered-down teaching ministry may attract crowds for a while, but it has no eternal impact. Even the Lord Jesus, by teaching the politically incorrect truth, but the truth nonetheless, lost some followers," see John 6:66. "Nothing wrong with that," he says. "I've not been able to find any place in the scriptures where God expresses the least bit of concern for enlarging the size of an audience as the goal of the church. As pastors, we must be careful not to adapt our churches to fit the lost person, but rather guide our churches to follow God's design for what he intended the church to be. The church is a body of people called out from among the world for the distinct and unique purpose of glorifying their Savior and Lord. Nowhere in the book of Acts or in the epistles do we see a church called to provide a subculture for unbelievers. The lost don't need to find a church, a world that's like their own, outside of church." He continues, "I've said for years, sermonettes are for Christianettes. If our churches give a little 8-minute sermon, we are not feeding the flock. Instead of teaching them, we're tantalizing them. Instead of stretching or challenging them, we are entertaining them." I love the way Chuck calls that. He says a longhorn sermon. He said, no longhorn sermons around here. So they said, what's a longhorn sermon? That's with one point here and one point there and a whole lot of bull in between. Now, the author of Hebrews here in chapter 5 calls this believer a babe who never exercises that spiritually, naturally. Personally, I like to call them peewee Christians. Like peewee football. From the peewee league. You know what peewee, that's like Vinny. If Vinny was a football player, you know these little pikes, their shoulder pads are bigger than they are. These little 4 and 5 year olds running, rah, rah. Peewee Christian, or peewee. And football, then they move on to Pop Warner, and then to high school, and then to college, and hopefully they move on to professional. Like a professional bowler. Now those guys are professional bowlers. They're in the PBA, that is the Pro Bowlers Association. Now us Christians are in the PCL. That is the Professional Christian League. Funny, huh? Funny how there's anyone that wants to be in that league. Everyone exalts, oh, professional guitar player, drummer, saxophone player, baseball star, football player, but professional Christian? No, I don't want to hear any of that around here. No, that's just a little bit too severe for me. Why is it that way? It should be that way. But the peewee is like the bowler who needs those gutter ball rails. Have you ever gone to a bowling alley with a little peewee? Where they'll come and put those rails there, so then when the little kid comes and he goes like that, and the ball goes 3 feet, then they got to call a technician to come and move his ball down. That's a peewee bowler. Who, pray tell, wants to be a peewee Christian? By the way, how many years have you been a Christian? Also, he says, by now, this person, you that is, you ought to be feasting on strong meat and for the profound truths of the Word of God. But instead, this person here, who he's talking about here, is on a milk diet, like a babe. That then would make this milk more like pablum? Pablum diet? Now let me be the first to blow your own horns in here this morning. We only serve the best steak here at Island Community Church. We don't serve milk here. That's not part of our bill of fare. We don't have any. Pablum is served someplace else, but not here. The Lord said to Peter, he said, feed my lambs. And that's what we do here. But we don't serve milk. We serve porterhouse steak here. Look at the filet mignon we looked at last Sunday. Looking at the deep truths found in Matthew chapter 13. Now that's some advanced stuff that we looked at here last week. So you guys are all in the right place here and eating the right stuff. Leave it to me. That's my job. That's what I do. I serve everyone here, and Pastor Darren does as well. The meat of the word, not pablum, not milk. Also remember, this series we're in here on a regular Sunday, our sermon series, the book of Revelation. There's no pablum in that. It's meat. So, again, we don't offer meat here at Island. Our challenge is to make the steak palatable for everyone, regardless of how well you know or don't know the Word of God. We're all going to partake of the same thing. So I was thinking, how can a believer know they've moved on from milk to solid food? How can you know? Seeing that this is a spiritual thing, to have your senses exercised to discern good and evil. He's not talking just food that you're eating. Logical question, though, right? Same as last Sunday's revelation, that most of us still deal with the anxieties of this age. Remember, if you're honest, did the Holy Spirit convict anyone in here other than me last week? when he warns that a certain group is susceptible to the anxieties of this age, and he warns those, better be careful. Don't let this position take you out. I'm not the only one in here, right? So the answer, again, how can I know I've moved on from milk to solid food? Answer, by being able to discern the truth from a lie when you hear it. 1 Corinthians 2:15, it says, he who is spiritual discerns all things. Okay, so then, like Linus Van Pelt's sister, Lucy Van Pelt, the sign over her little self-help booth said what? The doctor is in. So then, what we're about to embark on is a good spiritual examination to take inventory and see if we have progressed to a diet of porterhouse steak. Or if you are a vegan, then a diet of mushrooms instead of almond milk. So let's say you're sitting in front of your television and you're watching some Christian program and you hear some of the following statements. Now these are on your handout here. These five things. What do you do when you hear these statements? Number one, the Lord never said that he was God. Number two, Jesus is not the only way to gain entry into heaven. Or you hear him say, there's lots of ways, not just one. Number three, there is no such place as hell. Number four, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. And number five, evolution, or a monkey was your uncle. Question, are you able to answer these questions? Or do you give the people who say those things, or my cell phone number? Because that's not the answer. The Lord God said to Hosea the prophet, he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Giving them my cell phone is not the answer. Also, God says to avoid people like this because you don't want to catch what they have. They have a virus and you don't want to catch it. A believer who has been a believer for any length of time should be able to answer these objections. After all, you're in the PCL. You're in the Professional Christian League. You're a professional Christian. See, this is the big problem in the churches today, as Chuck Swindoll said. Believers in Christ are being spoon-fed warm milk and not being challenged to digest strong meat. This is a serious problem, and this problem is unacceptable to me. And I know this is one of the reasons that you all are here in this church today, because you guys are hungry for this. No one complains when we go to 12 o'clock. I've had more people tell me or threaten me that they're going to take down this clock. Am I right, Sharon? She's not alone. Because people are hungry for this truth. They want to know. They don't want to be spoon-fed. They don't want an 8-minute sermon. All right, on to our list. And if you didn't know where to go to combat these lies, now you know. Now you know. And allow the Holy Spirit to inspire you to know the Word of God better. Okay, on to our list. One of the devil's foot soldiers gets on the television, or perhaps someone at a dinner party of yours, thus now opening the door for you to talk about religion like they say you can never talk about. Right? Oh, politics and religion, can't ever talk about that. So one of your friends says to you, well, you see it on television, well, Jesus never said he was God. Have you ever heard that one before? So let's practice this play from our Christian playbook. I mean, we're professional Christians. Where do I go in the playbook? What page is this on the playbook? The Lord never said he was God. Well, maybe he never said, I am God. But But wait a minute. Didn't he say that exact thing? So for blank number one, right in there, John 8:58, and let's turn there as well. He did say that he was God. Let's go look at the evidence. John 8:58. Hopefully everyone has a pen. I wanted to bring more pens out. If you don't, well, there might be one in the back of the chair. If not, every verse I'm going to give you is on the bottom of the handout as well. So these verses I'm going to give you, you'll see on the scripture references there, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So those are the fill in the blanks if you don't have a pen. Okay, let me start reading from John 8:56. The Lord Jesus speaking. He said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad." So then the Jews said to him, "You're not even 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham?" Now remember, Abraham lived 2,000 years before Jesus Christ. Now he says, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. So naturally they say, you're not even 50 years old. How did you see him? Verse 58, Jesus said to them, he said, most assuredly, that's amen, amen. Some translations say verily, verily. Amen, amen, amen. Lego human. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Greek words, ego, eimi. I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. All right, the Lord Jesus called himself, I am. Now stay right there in your Bibles, and I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 3 and a conversation between God and Moses. You don't need to turn there. Stay where you're at for now. To help show you what this statement means, I am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Moses said to God, he said, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, and when I say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What should I say to them? All right, good enough question. He just meets God for the first time. And he says, when I tell these people what you told me, what do I say? Who are you, God? Who do I tell these people that you are? Because they're going to ask me, well, who is your God? Verse 14, and God said to Moses, he said, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Now, one more time, here's what the Lord Jesus said and what the people tried to do to him for saying it. That's the key to understand. There's no mistaking what he said by what the people tried to do to him after he said it. Again, John 8:58, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. All right, so now, church, further educated, and after gnawing on some of this porterhouse, let me ask you the question now. Did the Lord Jesus ever say he was God?
Yes.
You bet he did. You bet he did. You don't need to drink milk. You can digest this. See, you need to school these fools. See, no one expects you to have an answer to these. No one expects you to have an answer. Most people are like deer in the headlights. Here we go again with deer. No one expects you to know because no one knows these things anymore. Because churches are spoon-feeding people warm milk. Pablum. And they got a little bib with a little lobster on it. Burp. I don't know. I say to you, pass the A1 sauce. Next verse to write down. John chapter 10, verse 30. You don't have to turn. It's only two pages if you want. It's just five words. We're answering the objection that people will give to you at a dinner party, or you'll hear on the television, of people with more degrees than Kellogg's has cornflakes, and they'll say to you, "Well, the Lord never, he never said he was God." John chapter 10, verse 30, the Lord Jesus speaking, he said, "I and my Father are one." And this, John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus said to him, now remember, Philip said to him, "All right, you show us the Father, and that's good enough for me." So that's what he said to cause him to answer this way. Verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long, and yet you have not even known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" And this comes from others. Those came from the Lord Jesus. This, first of all, comes from John. John chapter 1, verse 1. So write these down there. You got John 8:58. John chapter 10, verse 30. John chapter 14, verse 9. This comes from the Apostle John. John 1, 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word." Now remember, the Word is another name for Jesus Christ. Logos is the Word. It's a proper name for the Son of God. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now Jehovah's Witnesses hate that verse so much that they had to go out and they had to make their own Bible translation and change that text. Because when you run, some people run face to face into the truth, they have to destroy the truth and to concoct your own truth, right? You're faced with the truth, you refuse to accept it, that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. So we'll just discard that and we'll come up with our own truth. Now this from the Apostle Paul. 1 Timothy 3:16. He says, "Without controversy," meaning this isn't even up for discussion, "without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Praise God. Now that's just a small sample. Again, John 8:58, John 10:30, 14:9, chapter 1, verse 1, and 1 Timothy 3:16. All in your handout, all tucked away in your Bible. Again, school the fool. School the fool who is trying to deceive you.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W2.